Hello friends, and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk as we continue July's series, Summer Smash Part 2, Welcome to Earth. And this week's movie is, hey, we're going back to the 90s with Men in Black. Here they come, Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith. We know this movie, we love this movie, but maybe you're like me, and it had been a long time since you'd seen it, so well worth a revisit. I'm going to get to that in just a second. First off, I want to tell you, notice something new? Yes, my shirt is a darker green. Thank you for asking. This is one of my new shirts. Camp Kaiju got the logo with the marshmallow and like the Godzilla dinosaur thing and the fire. Yeah, that's what it looks like. These shirts can be had at Bandits Emporium. Just hit that. Check it out. They got a lot of other cool t-shirts as well, but support this channel and I can keep bringing you stuff like this. Second of all, Wednesday we have a special episode about War of the Worlds. I'll actually be speaking to a novelist named Andrew DeYoung. He's written a couple of sci-fi books and very excited to have him on talking about probably the foundational granddaddy of them all, alien invasion story. So there you go. Thanks for hanging out. Now, Men in Black. Where do I begin? Where I always begin. The good. The good with this movie, bar none, is the acting. Not just from Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. And I gotta say, their chemistry is perfect. So juicy to watch. They're listening to each other. They're playing off of each other. They're making each other laugh. It's all genuine. It's there on the level. But the whole cast, and especially Vincent D'Onofrio, who's playing the antagonist, the cockroach alien. Wow, his physical acting. Like, he doesn't say a whole lot, but the way he moves, you believe that that is a giant cockroach within a human skin suit. And as for that skin suit, the special effects in this movie are incredible. Later I found out, oh, it's Rick Baker, the Academy Award winner who did An American Werewolf in London, for instance. So, yeah, he blends practical effects with high-quality CGI. And yeah, you can tell where the CGI is around the edges, but the practical effects, oh, they're so good, they're so fun to watch. And because they are real, they hold up 100%. So back to the skin suit. Who doesn't love saying skin suit? This has to be Rick Baker's touch, because throughout the movie, it gradually decays as it would, right? Like, it's not, there's no more blood flow in there, and it's really gross and fun to watch from the beginning to the end to see where that skin suit takes us. I'll stop saying that word now. As for the bad, I kind of have to nitpick here in terms of the script. The script is tight. The script is fast, almost a little too fast, and it gets a little cocky with itself. It cuts some corners in just trying to get to the end. There's one point where Tommy Lee Jones lights up a smoke, and he only does that to get the effect of some ooze dripping from the ceiling, and it extinguishes his light. And like, that's a really cool effect, but at no point in time did we ever see that he was a smoker. So I, again, just as a nitpicker, as a screenwriter myself, I was like, oh, well, sure. Whatever gets you from point A to point B, I'll forgive you because everything else is so good. And I'll just wrap up here. The downright campy, two things. One, in the movie, you have some aliens who are smoking. So the aliens smoke, I get that. They're smoking and they're swilling coffee. You know, look at us, we're in the kitchen. Those guys are great. And then you can't not mention Will Smith's song, his theme song. This was like right in his theme song phase. All I can say is it's a product of his time, and I'm really glad Independence Day did not get a Will Smith theme song. So there you have it, Men in Black from Camp Kaiju. Engage, follow us on YouTube, buy a dope shirt, and we'll see you next week when we talk about Mars Attacks. I've got some thoughts about that one. So see you then.